quickly. So the believers are always to be on tiptoe. They're always to anticipate his imminent return, that he could come at any moment and take us out. I think it is so wonderful as a study in contrast that God's mercy would be shown to his church by contrast with what is going to occur to the rest of the world, that it is a sign of his love. And that's why he says to the church at Philippi, so they'll know I love you. Did you see that? Did you catch that? Did you catch that? That's a great way for us to end this particular part of the study. Where he says, verse 9, indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. And to know that I have loved you. The world may think that we are sad sacks, sour suckers, whatever other pejorative terms that they may wish to heap upon us. But whatever the condescension there may be in the part of the world towards those who are true believers, that we're just weak folks, in the end people will say, Jesus really loved them. Look how he upheld them. Look how he held their hand. Look how he led them. Look how he empowered them. Look how he prevailed in their lives and carried out his purposes in and through them. People will know that I love them. Jesus is saying to you, people will know that he loves you. Don't you ever think for one moment that somebody's going to think you are God forsaken or God abandoned. Because what he is saying to the church at Philadelphia, though the world may think that you're just having a little bit of strength and there's not much left, I haven't abandoned you. In fact, I have a purpose for your life. And in the end, people will know that that purpose has been accomplished. And people will know that I have loved you. What a tremendous promise for the Lord Jesus to give us, that the world will know that he loved us. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we know you love us in so many different ways and with so many different evidences. But how we thank you today that it is through your plan and purpose being carried out in our lives, in spite of the opposition of the world, in spite of the discouragement even that we may experience, nevertheless, you prevail in your purposes. You open the door set before us. No one can shut it. You empower us when the world thinks we have no power. And the world one day will acknowledge that we are yours, and that you have kept your word, and that you have loved us. As you said in John's gospel, having loved his own, he loved them to the end. For this we give you praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. More on the